and struggles at all cost. I am so thankful that God saw beyond my fears and spoke to the very longings of my heart. You see, everything I wanted was on the other side of my fears, and the same is true for you. It is the very reason that every God-breathed promise is preceded with the admonishment of fear not. Sarah Jakes Roberts understands this journey. Don't Settle for Safe is a brave book in which Sarah weaves together her legacy of wisdom with personal life experiences. Each page will encourage you to leave the relative safety of the shore and dare to navigate the choppy, turbulent waters of life. Because you are His, my friend, you must choose to leave behind the shores of uncertainty. You were created for deep waters and holy fire. Ultimately, God is more concerned with our condition than our comfort. Dare to believe this is the very reason He has allowed some things to become uncomfortable in your life, and by doing so, He reveals your true condition. I am so thankful that you have chosen not to settle. Don't fear the struggle. Let it strengthen you. Thank you, Sarah, for including my words in your charge. Lisa Bevere, New York Times best-selling author of Without Rival, Lioness Arising, and Girls with Swords. Introduction. I was 23 years old when I made the choice to file for divorce. It was one of the most challenging decisions of my life so far, but I knew without a doubt that my mental, emotional, and spiritual health hung in the balance. So I did the hard thing and reconciled myself to the fact that my marriage was not, and would never be, the romantic, happily ever after tale I'd hoped for. Then I reassessed and created a new vision for my life. What I wanted in life was comfort and stability. I'd go after that dream alone as a single mother of two. I thought that life was about arriving at a destination where all things made sense and each day had perfect harmony. I know now that I was telling myself yet another fairy tale. A life of constant comfort and stability, without any fears or insecurity, simply does not exist for me or for anyone. My heart, mind, and soul were searching for a place in life that did not exist. Comfort. So in spite of my best efforts, situations arose for me daily that made me uncomfortable. Sure, there was a vision in my mind of who I could become if I overcame my fears, but that vision was often blocked by the insecurities that filled my head. Small challenges like presenting new ideas in business meetings made me sweat and squirm. Conflicts and trials with my young children sometimes made me feel overwhelmed. I can remember thinking, if I can just get over this one thing, then everything else will be smooth sailing. But like waves on the ocean, that one thing I was able to overcome was followed by yet another. So how do we keep from feeling as though we're drowning when life seems too much for us to handle? Your power to overcome is in your willingness to not just anticipate, but embrace the unpredictability of life. Being afraid of the unknown does not keep it at bay. Life's challenges promise us endless opportunities to reassess, reevaluate, and push beyond the boundaries of comfort over and over again. No one understands that more than I do. After all, I became a mother at age 14. Since then, I've been on a journey that has taught me a lot about myself. For a while, I allowed other people and circumstances to control my journey, conforming as best I could to the expectations I perceived from my family and social circle. Each attempt backfired on me in grand fashion. That journey has taught me some lessons that I hope will help you. I hope this book will serve as your guide to transformational freedom that comes from sacrificing the notion of comfort. Each minute that passes by is transforming you. Biologically, your hair begins to turn gray, and your skin and muscles begin making a slow, graceful dance into older age. This is the beautiful cycle of life. On the inside, learning to change and control the way we think about what we faced does not come so naturally. Even more challenging is having the heart to look toward the future with optimism. In fact, it takes great intentionality. But what I learned is that God does not promise us smooth sailing. It has been said that still waters run deep, but that is only true for